Today, on the last Sunday of Epiphany and the threshold of the holy season of Lent, the Church places before us the mystery of the Transfiguration. It is a moment of light before the journey into the shadow of the cross, a moment of clarity before the long road to Jerusalem. All of today's readings speak about transfiguration as transformation through an encounter with God. In the first reading, Moses goes up Mount Sinai to receive the law. And when he comes down, his face shines with such brightness that the people cannot look at him. He has been changed by standing in the presence of God. In the Gospel, Jesus takes Peter, James, and John up the mountain. There, before their eyes, he is transfigured. His face shines like the sun. His clothes become dazzling white. And the voice of the Father declares, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." This morning, I invite you to reflect on the face of Jesus, the transfigured face of Jesus. Now, you know that the face revealed on Mount Tabor is breathtaking, but it is not the only face of Jesus that we encounter in the Gospels. Remember that Scripture shows us many faces of Jesus. We see his tired face when he sleeps in the boat on a stormy lake. We see his disappointed face when his own people in Nazareth reject him, and when only one leper returns to give thanks. We see his compassionate face when he looks upon the crowds who are like sheep without a shepherd. And we see his sorrowful face when he weeps at the tomb of his friend Lazarus. And we see his anguished face in Gethsemane, sweating blood, fully human, and deeply afraid. And yet on Mount Tabor, the disciples are given a glimpse beneath all of that into who Jesus truly is. His transfigured face reveals his inner glory. He is the new Moses, the new lawgiver. He is the prophet Isaiah, the one who speaks God's word with authority. And above all, he is the beloved Son, the one in whom the Father delights. So the Transfiguration tells us not only who Jesus is, but also it tells us who we are called to be. First, the Transfiguration is a call to authenticity. To be a Christian is to live truthfully, to be who we truly are before God and others. It is a call to sincerity and courage, to go beyond appearances and masks. We spend so much energy managing our image, protecting our face, hiding our weakness. But the Gospel reminds us that beneath our faces is something holy, the image and likeness of God. Now Lent will ask us to face the truth about ourselves, not to condemn us, but to heal us. Second, and even more important, the Transfiguration calls us to reveal the face of Christ to others by the way we live, by the way we speak, by the way we relate to others. So, let me share this simple story to sort of illustrate this. There was a little boy who decided he wanted to see the face of God. So knowing that it would take a long journey, he packed his suitcase with Twinkies and a six-pack of root beer and set out. After walking a few blocks, he met an old man sitting in a park, quietly watching the pigeons. The boy sat down next to him. He opened his suitcase, and noticing the man looked hungry, offered him a Twinkie. The old man smiled, a beautiful smile. The boy offered him a root beer, and again the old man smiled. They sat together all afternoon, eating and smiling without saying a word. When it grew dark, the boy hugged the old man goodbye and went home. His mother, seeing the joy in his face, asked, "What did you do today that made you so happy?" And he replied, "I had lunch with God." And you know what? He has such a beautiful smile. That same evening, the old man returned home, radiant with peace as well. His son asked, "Dad, what happened today?" And he answered, "I ate Twinkies in the park with God." And you know, he is much younger than I expected. You know, this story reminds us where the face of God is revealed. In simple kindness, in generosity, in presence, in compassion. The face of Christ is made visible when we choose love in ordinary moments. When we listen, when we forgive, when we share what we have, when we see the dignity of another person. Today, the gospel ends with the Father's command, listen to him. So as we begin Lent this week on Ash Wednesday, that command becomes our guide. Lent is not about putting on gloomy faces. It is about allowing God to transfigure us from the inside out through prayer, through repentance, and through acts of kindness and love. So may this holy season help us discover the face of Christ within us, and may others come to see the face of Christ because of us. Amen.